Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the Master. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that this is a new day that you have made, and we will rejoice in it, Father. And we ask right now that you would fill us up until we overflow, God. Fill us up with your hope, with your love, with your joy, with your peace, with your strength, with your anointing, with your power, Father, that as we go through this Friday, that our day will be great. Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we ask right now that you would fill them up until they overflow. We thank you, Father, for the DS De Leon family and for Artists International. And we pray right now that you would fill every distributor up until they overflow, Father. We praise you right now for each and every single product. And we thank you for the transformation challenge, God. And we say, fill us up until we overflow, God. And we thank you right now for the speaker that will come forth this morning. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, that our ears will be open to hear what thus says the Lord, God. And we just thank you because you are doing great and mighty things. And I thank you that in our lives that miracles and signs and wonders will be seen in 2015. So we give your name the glory, God. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. And we ask that you would bless the speaker as they will come this morning, that you would fill them up until they overflow. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And so at this time, without further ado, it's an honor to bring to you the hostess with the mostess. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen, and praise God for you. And we bless God for you for that awesome, awesome tag. Fill me up Friday until I overflow, because we know that our cup will runneth over through God's blessing. So amen and praise God. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And we know that we bless the Lord at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like is what's happening in this world. We know that God has a final answer. Answer, because he said in the book that I am because I say that I am. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And if this is your very, very first time on this call, we thank you so much for saying yes to the Master and joining us. We thank you so much for taking time out to say and hear, thus saith the Lord. So please, please, please come back and tell your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers about the Master's Call. And we invite you to share on your social media pages so others can be blessed. And for those who are coming back on the call their second, third, fourth, or 500th time, because you know we're coming up on our fifth year anniversary, October 25th of this year, celebrating five uninterrupted blessed years on the Master's Call. So we thank you as well and ask that you continue to bless the Lord by sharing this call with others. So we trust all is well with you, and we just want you to know that we do have a website that you can go to. That website can be found at www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. There you will be able to hear archived messages. There you will be able to learn a little bit more about our speakers. And did you know that it's an interactive website? So you can actually submit your prayer request there. And there's also instructions for our 2015 corporate fast, which gives you seven basic steps to fasting and prayer and, you know, answering practical questions and what do you eat and what you do not eat. And basically the affirmation scriptures, because we know that if you fast without scripture, meditation, and prayer, you're simply on a diet. So we invite you to click that tab that says 2015 Corporate Fast to believe that signs and miracles will be seen in 2015. And the mission statement for this call was blessed by God, because we know that anything that God does, it has decency agency in order. And he gave these two victorious women of God, Dr. Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic, he gave them the mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. God didn't say to enrich or enhance or to enrich and kind of empower. He said to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And as you could hear, Master's Call family, we begin this call off in prayer. As you heard Minister Tiffany give us this awesome prayer that we touch and agree on. Then we end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to stay in prayer throughout the day. We know that God protects us and the blessings come down when our prayers go up. And we also have a scripture reference that speaks to that, and that's found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So isn't that good news to know that we can pray to God in the morning, we could pray to him throughout the day, and our prayers are answered. Now, we also want you to come and listen to this call every Monday through Friday. Now, that's 4:50 a.m. over there where my sister Tiffany is at, out there on the West Coast. And then that's 5:50 out there in Mountain Time, and 6:50 out there in Central Time, and 7:50 our time. And the call lasts until 8:30, except for Fridays, where we stay on and listen to God's mandate by taking your prayer request live, which is today. And the reason why we ask you to jump on a few minutes before the call is because we want you to fellowship and hear what God has to say to begin the call and to let us know what God has done in your life. Now, immediately after this call, you'll be able to jump on the MMC call with us, and that's the morning motivational call. And that call was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it's led by artistpreneurs, mommypreneurs, singlepreneurs, whatever preneur you identify yourself as to be. And that call motivates you. It tells you exactly what Platinum President Marie Fletcher says, to open your mouth, because if you don't, it is a closed business. So learn how to amplify your voice. Learn how to go ahead and get some more information about your Artist International business. And if you don't know about Artist International, the leading health and wellness company that is debt-free, I suggest that you go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to tell you about that $50,000 challenge that Minister Tiffany was talking about and more about Artist International. But to jump on that call is area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that is area code 530-881-1300. Access code is 539-598-pound. So please go to your back offices to get more information and whatever you need in order to succeed. And we also invite you to go to our website or email us at info@themasterscall.net. Not .com, .net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Weatherspoon will get back to you expeditiously and let you know what the Lord has told them to do. Well, I'm about to move over right now because I am elated, excited, and enthusiastic to hear what God has given our speaker this morning. Bishop Steve Belgrove accepted Christ as his Lord and risen Savior at the age of 9 in Laventil Open Bible Church in Porter Spring, Trinidad. He preached his first sermon while he was at the tender age of 12 before a crowd of approximately 500 people, and he taught Sunday school at the age of 15, and by the time he was 17, he was the youngest student to be accepted in an Open Bible Institute seminary, graduating with an associate's degree in pastoral theology and Christian education 4 years later. Bishop Belgrove also received his associate degree from Brooklyn Theological Seminary in Christian Counseling. He studied at the Joint Colleges of Bishops Congress, Wabilia Heights University, where he received a certificate. And he also studied at Cabrini Labor College in Trinidad, West Indies, and received certificates there. His education and his studies have gone on and on and on, but he thus found the Majesty Ministries of Trinidad and has ministered throughout the United States. United States. He served as an associate pastor and a member of staff in evangelism and special event planning and Elam International Fellowship under the leadership of the late Archbishop Wilbert S. McKinley. You can learn more about Bishop Belgrove by going to www.themassivecall.net and look under speaker's bios and click on his name. But he wants you to know that he is a lover of the Lord, and his favorite scripture is John 15:16. Yea, have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So without further ado, I bring to you none other than Bishop Steve Belgrove. Are you there, man of God?
Good morning. Good morning, woman of God. There's been a little change. This is Pastor
But, ladies and gentlemen, this is our co-founder, the beautiful in spirit and outer, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother eagle because she pushes us out the nest, stretches us, and she lets us know that we can do all things through Christ, just as Scripture has said it. Not only is she the co-founder of this call, she's a mentor to many. She is a historiographer. She, I tell you, an historian, I should say, and she also loves the Lord with all her heart. She has a beautiful and full bio that we invite you to go to on our website as she take it away and let us know what the Lord has put on her heart this morning. Take it away, Mother Eagle.
Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for always hosting and letting the love of Christ shine through you and all the way out on the West Coast early in the morning with plenty of sunshine in her voice. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting God's people. Well, for some of y'all who don't know what today is historically, many of us in the state of Texas know what today is. This is Juneteenth that started June 19th officially in the state of Texas back in 1868 when the blacks finally got the word. It trickled down about the Emancipation Proclamation, and that freedom rings was ringing all over the country for slaves. And, you know, they didn't have Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook and social media back then. It was word of mouth, word to a Negro, and it just would spread. But this was a day that started in Texas. Even though all over the world was Juneteenth, it started in, yes, the Lone Star State of Texas, and we did two things of eating that barbecue, that soul food, and then the red soda water for the blood, you know, symbolic, like the Lord's Supper. And we're thinking symbolically even of Emmanuel AME Church today, which was another pillar church through the struggle for black freedom and edification and emancipation. We're covering that church in prayer, the AME family and the body of Christ and the people of God for this tragic event as that spirit of racism is being dealt with. And even as I've been listening to different speakers speak, there's a clarion call in the wind of the spirit to not give up on your dream, not give up on your vision. Opposition is opportunity, I think Bishop Jakes has been saying. Many have been saying, I've been preaching for years, your test will lead to your triumph. And I want to talk briefly this morning to speak back hope and encouragement in our hearts, because when tragic things happen, when overwhelming things happen, when things that truly make you scratch your head and say, why, God, why, in the church, in the place of God, in a sacred, historic, symbolic institution, would you let these things happen? And then we have to remember church history. That's why I started off with the history of America, of what June 19th, now Juneteenth, means of freedom. All through church, the temples have been destroyed, rebuilt in 70 A.D., destroyed in 70 A.D. We have chronologically kept up with through time how the first place the enemy would try to defile and destroy and doom would be the house of the Lord. But lay your hands on your own chest, and remind yourself, I am the church. You may come after a building. You may even come after this house that I live in, my body, all my spirit, and even the nine who gave their lives. They were in the right place. They're in the presence of God now. They are letting us know that we cannot be destroyed. So I'm going to talk briefly this morning about God has given me a dream. Now it's up to me to believe. God has given me a dream, a vision, a purpose, a blueprint. It's up to me to believe. And we want to understand that we've got to make some changes within if we intend to win. We've got to make some changes within. We've got to first decide to know our history. See, we've got to know where we came from so we can embrace the lessons from the past, study them, and then evaluate them so that we are better prepared for our future. Today represents a long struggle, a 400-year dark mark on history, on the history of America that most folks don't want to talk about, but it was a 21-year-old young man that pulled that trigger and took 9 lives, meaning racism is still alive and well. That much hatred was still in the heart. And so what does that say? It's being taught from generation to generation. And we know when Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream," that speech that's been bellowed through the annals of time and children have spoken and quoted to adults, activating the atmosphere with hope. We have to still stay battle ready and understand if this dream is to be realized, if my purpose is to be fulfilled, if my destiny is to be demonstrated each and every day, I have to make some quality decisions how to walk this thing called Christianity out. God has given me a dream. He's given you a dream. He's given each and every one of us. It's now up to us to believe. Let's learn the right lessons from experiences. We've talked in times past when I talked about going from worry to worship to wisdom, meaning things will happen. The devil will be the devil, but from the issues of life, will we worship God anyway, saying what God says about us, decreeing into the atmosphere, "I'm an overcomer," speaking to the devil, "I bind you now by the blood of Jesus," and ascending to that place of wisdom so that we can carry along others. All first, we have to serve, surrender, and then soar. We're talking about our dreams being achieved. We have to choose to serve, surrender, and soar. See, choose to serve God and understand that you cannot serve God without serving people. You got to stop making excuses why we cannot serve. You know, a lot of times when people ask for a volunteer that requires service, why do folks decide to pray then? You know what I mean? Put your head down like you didn't see, or scratch your ear like you didn't hear. You can't serve God without serving people. Stop. As that fourth is making excuses why you can't serve. When you serve God, you must be willing to be a vessel he can work through. Joshua 24:15, that 15th verse in Joshua 24 says, "And if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So, well, what do you mean, Dr. B? Well, we got some Amorites. I've been teaching in my Bible study from 2 Kings 5 about Naaman and how Naaman had a little attitude when Elisha told him to go dip in the dirty, muddy Jordan River. And I was reminding us that all of us have a little Naaman in us. See, all of us have a little self-centeredness in us. Where, who do you think I am? Well, you going to tell me, God, they should be serving me instead of me serving them. Are we going to ask God to clean our heart daily, as the psalmist David said in Psalms 55, 10 and 11, "Create in me a clean heart so that your word, your will can flow through it." Choose to serve God and choose to desire to serve people. Some of us got to ask God for some help, because it is hard to sometimes serve the saints and the ain'ts, because Jesus did go to the cross for all of us. So we got to stop making excuses why we cannot be servants of the Lord. We're talking about empowering, fortifying, building the food for our dreams to manifest. Galatians 5, that 13th and 14th verse in Galatians 5 said, "For brethren, ye have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So that was that bridge from the Ten Commandments to today. In 1 John 4, verse 20, that 20th verse in 1 John 4, Jesus said, "Okay, let me cover everybody." He said, "Whosoever says, I love God, but hates his brother, is a liar." God said it. I didn't say it. Don't have an attitude with Dr. V this morning. God said, "Whoever says, oh, I just love the Lord with all my heart. I love you, God, but hates his brother. You're a liar. You deceive even your own heart. The one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love the God whom he has seen." I know that. Ouch. Say amen or oh me. All this morning, God has given me a dream. It's now up to me to believe, choosing and not excusing. That's second point, our second point. But we're going to choose to serve, surrender, and soar. Secondly, we're going to choose to do exactly what God tells us to do. Surrender and obey, that four-letter cuss word. Obey. Choose to do exactly what God tells us to do with the right attitude. I love that condition, with the right attitude. That's what that first Isaiah 1, 18 and 19 says. Come now, let us reason together. Choose to come. No man is an island, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, there they shall be as wool. But here's that verse 19. Ye will be willing and obedient. See, that's you choosing. That's you and I, creatures of choice, choosing to be obedient. Then we'll eat the fat of the land. Choose to do exactly what God tells you to do with the right attitude. No excuses. See, some of us do great things, but we have wrong motives, while others are willing, but then they don't follow the instructions from God. We have to choose to obey with no justification. Don't spiritualize our disobedience, you know, hook it up, holy hustle it, working out, with no justifications and no excuses. 1 Samuel 15:22. We all know that 22nd verse in 1 Samuel 15, and Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of God? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." See, don't make it think you dressed up the pig and put a cute skirt on it and even lipstick, then it's still not a pig. Verse 23, "For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness," some of us are so stubborn in the wrong way, "is an iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king." We don't want that to happen. We want to choose life and obedience, because there are real consequences to disobedience. All we're talking this morning about getting our own freedom, getting set free to pursue, because God has given us a dream. Now it's up to me, up to you to believe. Choosing, not still excusing. And then thirdly, we have to choose to have faith and trust in God's word and his covenant promises. We have to choose to have faith. Without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please God. And to trust that confident expectation in God's word and his covenant promises. Today we have to choose to let the word work in us, to have the faith of God. In Mark 11:22, we have the hall of fame of those who chose to have faith and didn't use excuses. But in spite of it all, they trusted God by faith. Abraham chose to trust God with Sarah and delivered a child past his age. Isaac, and when he was tired, when he couldn't easily use excuses, he instead received the promises, offered up his only begotten son. By faith, Moses chose to trust God and forsook Egypt and delivered the children of Israel. And he trespassed his own doubt and excuses and led 3 million Israelites out of captivity. By faith, Paul chose to trust God. And in 2 Corinthians 11, Paul gives us his liturgy and his legacy of suffering to help birth Christianity and plant churches, which he could have easily used excuses. Paul tells us how 3 times he was beaten with rods, with a cat-eyed tail full of metal and glass ripping open his skin. Still no excuses. Once he was stoned, 3 times he suffered being shipwrecked while traveling. Paul had been robbed even times by his own countrymen. Still no excuses. He had holy haters and heathen haters, even in his day. But faith, and by faith, inventors and trailblazers and those folks here in America who helped us get to this day, Juneteenth, of freedom. We look back and we owe some folks to stay true to our dream. We owe Big Mama who sacrificed to stay true to our dreams. We owe Nana to stay focused and faithful to our dreams. We owe Mom and Dad, Father's Day coming up to stay true to our dreams. God has given me a dream. It's up to you and me to believe, choosing and not excusing. Remember, no testimony without a test, no victory without overcoming an opponent. I love how Bishop Jakes is teaching us about opportunity comes through opposition, choosing blessings and not curses, choosing life and not death, choose truth, honesty, and integrity, no deception and lies, choose to trust and obey. We know that song, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, to fulfill the dreams, the goals, the purposes, but to trust and obey. God has given us a dream. It's up to you and I to believe. In Jesus' name, we are believers and we are achievers. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister LaShaw.
Amen and praise God. I touch and agree with that message. Amen and ouch. And Master's Call family, I encourage you to go back to listen to this message by dialing 712-432-1085. The access code is the same, 957-677-pound. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you, Lord, the only way that we know how, humbly, Lord, yet boldly as you ask us to. God, right now we do not understand all that is going on, but we trust you in the supernatural, God. We know that what we see in the natural may not make sense to us, but God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the finisher of our faith, and we know that you turn any tragedy into a triumph. So God, I ask that you bless my sister church, Mother Emmanuel, AME in South Carolina, Lord. We ask that you bless the congregation, that you bless those that are passerby, that you bless the families, the loved ones, the sorority sisters, the fraternity brothers, the aunties, the uncles, the mimas, the nanas, all of those impacted by this tragedy, God. We ask that you speak to their heart only the way that you know how to, God, so that they know that there will be glory through this story. God, we ask that you speak to the hearts of even the victims, families, Lord, and their neighbors, but not only them, but to speak to the heart of the gentleman who did it, Dylan Storm Roof, God, the 20-year-old man that shot them, God. We just ask that you speak to his heart, that he seeks forgiveness to you, Lord, that you speak to his heart so he could tell others that that was the wrong thing for him to do and not to mimic this crime. God, there has been 3 churches that have been intimidated by racism, Lord. Our Mother Emmanuel AME, the church in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as the one in Richmond, Virginia. God, we know that you are the one that can change all this, and if you did it before, you will do it again. So, God, we thank you for reminding us about Juneteenth through our Pastor Vanessa, God, and we thank you for reminding us where our forefathers, Lord, our ancestors, those who stood and endured the pain and the blood, the sweat and the tears. Thank you for going through Dr. Vanessa to remind us so we, 1, don't take things for granted, and 2, know that there is a blessing in prayer. So, Father, we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. You know each and every prayer request on on this line. You know each and every need of everyone on this line. You know each and every heart and mind of everyone on this line. So, God, speak to them, Lord. Fill them up to overflow. And we just ask right now in the triune God that you just continue to show up and show out no matter what it looks like. It is all these things that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, we invite you to stay on this line right now. We invite you, Lord, to invoke your presence while we stay on this line with our prayer requests and our testimonies. We're staying on until everyone's prayer requests are heard, so God's needs, your needs will be met through God, and God will speak to your heart. We also thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for coming on the line this morning and greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus joy and with the woman of Kingdom's greetings, and we thank you for speaking to us through God, saying, fill us up, Lord, because we know that you can. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for always being ready in season and out of season, as you teach us, to bring such a robust word of God. Master's Call family, tell people about this call and invite them to the playback, 712-432-1085. The access code again is 957-677-POUND. And join us every Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock out there on the West Coast. And try to chime in 10 minutes early so that you can fellowship with us before the line. And we know that we are to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy and letting them know the good news of Christ. We are now turning this call over to our speaker who closed our week out, none other than co-founder Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, so we can follow the mandate of Christ of taking your prayer requests, testimonies, and praise reports on the line. Are you there, woman of God?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Praise God on this Juneteenth, where we're reminded of the sacrifices, we're reminded of the history, that freedom costs. Freedom cost some martyrs back then, and freedom cost some martyrs just days ago. And the struggle is still on, and that spirit of racism, we as believers have to do our part through prayer, demonstration, and walking in the wisdom of God. Never giving up on our dream. It's better now than it was 10 years ago and 400 years ago, but we want to make it better for our children's children's children. We're all being loved by the content of their heart, not the color of their skin, as we've been taught. Father God, I just thank you for this word today, that you've given each and every one of us a dream. You've given each and every one of us a vision. You've given each and every one of your people of God a purpose. Just like a fingerprint is different. The DNAs are different. We are designed to do something very special and unique for you. Stir it up inside of us. Let this word nestle in our spirit. And, Father, let us meditate on it, reminding us that it's a journey and we don't ever give up, and that we believe in you and your word and your power working in us and through us. So as we leave this call and as we transition to the second part of this time together, we'll always call out on you. We'll cry out to you. We'll speak your word, say what you say about us, giving us the peace truly in the midst of a storm, knowing that through you, all things are possible. Through you, all things are accomplished. So we love you. We trust you. We believe in you. We celebrate you. And we decree that we're filling up with the faith of God each and every day. We thank you now for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And we thank those who have to leave us now, but for those who are part two of our call each and every Friday, we do what's called our time of prayer requests and praise reports, where we ask you to give us your prayer requests. We ask you to give us your praise reports. We want to hear from you. Our co-founder is on the line this morning. She unmuted herself. Would you like to take the baton and run on now?
I would. I want to thank God for you and your stepping in the gap as you always do. I just thank God for the word and for how you remind us of how special we are. And it is amazing, totally, totally amazing how God connects the dots even when people are working and don't know that the dots are being connected. This is to remind us as a people that God has brought us from such a long way, but we still have our ways to go. And Pastor Vanessa, I'm telling you, you are an awesome, awesome woman of God, and I love you dearly. And thank you so much for what you do here with the Master's Call. And it also reminds us of the fact that I am also reminded of the fact that without prayer, we can do nothing. But our ancestors brought us to the place we are on their knees. They need a little more neology right now. So with that being said, we are opening the lines up for prayer and praise reports, because there are so many things that we can praise God for right now. And in the midst of this tragedy, and I tell you, I have not slept. David just rose up in my spirit, because his entire family comes from the AME denomination. And it has brought me to my knees, for real. These old hurt knees brought me to my knees. So I want you to know that God is God, and he is so awesome. With that being said, Ty, I understand that you are working the board. If you could just call out the numbers, and we're going to allow our own Pastor Vanessa to just rest, sit down, inhale.
I'm sorry, I don't get to. Mr. Kai had to do a special project at work, so I've been working the boards also. But that's okay. That's okay. I love to serve. What I'm going to do, and ask you to write down the prayer requests you'll be able to pray for them.
I got my page ready and everything. Got my black.
Okay. Well, your first is your buddy from the north side of town, of Houston, Texas.
Right.
Good morning. Good morning, Marie Preston.
Good morning, Marie. Come to the front.
Miss Marie, you're unmuted, so unmute your phone, please. Okay, you just muted yourself back, sweetheart. I'm going to unmute you.
No, hello.
Oh,
okay.
Hello. There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Marie.
Oh, you can?
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
All right. Good morning out there. Good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for the word this morning, Pastor Vanessa. I got you out there, girlfriend. Listen. I want y'all to have my praise report this morning to my artist family. My shoulder is doing just fine. It's healed and good. So I had the surgery on it, but it's doing real good. So I thank God for that. And my nephew is coming along just fine, the one that had the accident on the motorcycle. He's still in the hospital, but God is able. He's still doing better. He's coming along slowly, but he's getting back there. So I thank God for that. I have my mother here with me. She's been here with me through the storm, so she's doing great. So she says she's about ready to go home today, so I'm going to take her back home. I done got over here and made her fat. I've been cooking every day for her. She's doing great, but they're doing fine. So I just want to say to my artist family, y'all keep us in prayer. Keep the elite ladies in prayer. We love you guys. Y'all have a good weekend this weekend. And tell Mama Josie I said hello. All right.
Yes, I will.
Marie. Before you go, did Bill do any damage down there to you guys? And are we finished with Bill? Can we scratch him
off? I think we finished with Bill. It didn't do no damage here, not on my side of town. Now on the other side of town, I don't know what it done with them. But over here, no damage. None.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Okay. Next, Pastor V.
Miss Jackie, good morning from Indiana. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Good morning, Pastor PK and my
good morning
family. I'm calling in today. I am presently dressing to attend a homegoing service for a friend and former coworker who was found in her bed after a week by her niece. So, young lady. So I'm on my way to that. So keep that family uplifted in prayer. Her name was Marcia Lake, and it's the Lake family, L-A-K-E, like the water. Keep that family uplifted. And I also am calling in with a praise report. My dad was hospitalized with a severe infection in his throat and bronchial area, which was impeding his oxygen into the body, caused his feet to swell up to where his feet looked deformed. His respiratory was just really all messed up, but God has brought him through. Not only is he out of the hospital, his feet are down, back to normal. He's breathing well. And the day after they released him from the hospital, he was out driving around in his car like nothing had happened. So I thank God for his healing powers. I thank him for his anointing over my father and keeping him alive. So the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I did go to court with Joe on Tuesday. But basically, they continued the case, so there was really no outcome of that. But also, God has blessed us. Going to the court, and during a conversation, we found out that one of the friends that Joe had gone to school with is an attorney here in the city, and he's in the top five of the city here as a criminal defense attorney. And I called him, and when I just spoke to him, I said, "This is Jackie Henderson, Joe Henderson's mom." He said, "I know exactly who you are." He said, "Gather up everything on every court hearing that you have and meet me in my office next Friday. I will take your case." So I'm praising and thanking God because you guys have been praying for me and praying for Joe for so long, and now God has opened up doors, and I don't have to pay this attorney.
Look
so
it
I
go.
Thank God and just, you know, but God is all I can say. But God, it is done.
Amen, amen. I'm jumping up over here in my spirit. That is absolutely wonderful. We have prayed about this a long time. God knows all things. At this time, next one we have, Pastor V.
Yes, next we have 1900. Looks like from Atlanta area. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Hi, good morning, Master's Call family and Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. This is Rebecca Thomas from Snellville, Georgia.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just thank God for this call every single day. I love you guys. I love the Master's Call, and I just praise the Lord that I get to listen to it and learn and grow in my spirit from it. So thank you so much. And I do have a prayer request, like with the new stuff that's going on within artists, the videos and like doing, not the videos, but you know, the attractional marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to have prayer for just like not feeling like nervous or, you know, just like being courageous and being strong and just doing it, you know, for the glory of the Lord. And I just want to like just do it for him. And, you know, that's it.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, we have you down, Miss Rebecca, and there is no anxiety in God. We just know when we are feeling anxious that we need to step it up. And so we are definitely praying for you. Okay. Next, Pastor V.
We're headed out to Tennessee to Miss Janice. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning. This is Janice from Memphis, and thank you for taking my call this morning, and thank you for the word that you brought. I have a praise report. First of all, my daughter who is in Houston is doing well. She's learning her way. She's just doing, just going all over Houston and finding her way well. She's doing well in school, and I had the opportunity to be with her this past weekend. Had a great time with her. My prayer request is that she is headed home this morning, and her flight was going out of Houston in an Intercontinental Airport, and she went to Houston Hobby. So she's coming home because she's on a committee that she's got some diversity committee here at the law school in Memphis, and she's going to miss that plane. So I just pray that God will just change her schedule and make things work out for her, and just keep her from being so anxious, and just hope that she gets here to get to some of the events today. So that is my prayer request. And, again, thank you so much for taking the call, and good to hear your voice, Pastor PK.
God bless you. We will definitely pray for her. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Jana. Jana Mitchell.
Okay.
Jana Mitchell, uh-huh.
Jana Mitchell.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Got it. Next, Pastor.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. That's all that's in the queue right now. So if there's that has a prayer request, we always are continuing to lift up and pray for Dr. Spiller and his family, especially with him just traveling. We know he's going to be traveling back from Las Vegas to head right on to San Antonio to do a meeting there to encourage them. So we definitely want to add Dr. Rafael Spiller and, of course, the Diaz de Leon family. I love how I've been letting Miss Elvia know we've been lifting her up, and she's headed into her last trimester with the baby, just believing God for her total healing and delivery of her little one. So if we could lift up those three, and I think this is Minister LaShawn who is coming into queue. Is that you, LaShawn?
It is, Dr. Vanessa. How are you this morning? And good morning, Dr. PK.
Good morning, sweetie. I know your heart is heavy, but God is good.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I know we usually have our prayer requests, but I really am asking for prayer requests for the connection. This August, we were supposed to go to a Mother Emanuel for, as one of our host churches for our biennial, and the impact of what happened has tremendously attempted to knock our connection down, but we know God is in charge, and that's not going to happen. And our pastor, I'm asking that you keep him in prayer, the Reverend Dr. Sylvester Scott Beeman. Keep him in prayer, especially with the Beeman for Bishop campaign, but I ask that you keep him in prayer because he was very, very close to Senator Reverend Pinckney, as well as other members of his ministerial staff. They've done a lot of work together. So I just ask you to keep my pastor in prayer, because when he held the prayer vigil yesterday, it was very difficult for him to, which he did, but hold it together. But he did have some good words for us to all keep in mind who are going through this. And he said, and I'm trying to quote it, that the enemy forgot one thing, and he forgot that when he tried to knock us down, we all band together in prayer, which makes us stronger. So mm-hmm. I just ask that you just protect us when we go there in August to fellowship mm-hmm. and worship and do God's work through our all the connections in the church. So that's my prayer request. And the praise report is God is still in charge no matter what it looks like. And he will bless Mother Emanuel, which was one of our historical churches. And then God is just good. That's my prayer request and my praise report.
Well, I'll tell you, Minister LaShawn, God is still in control. Today, as Pastor Vanessa and I unite, this is no accident that you hear both of our voices this morning to show a unity in prayer. That is one thing that the enemy forget on the one hand, but we saints must remember on the other, and that is that the greatest gift that we have and greatest tool that we have against Satan is that of prayer. Pastor Vanessa, I want us to pray this morning. My prayer request, oh, my God, I have so many praise reports in the midst of all this mess. I want you all to know that I went for my third. I want you all, I want to just give you this testimony. Listen to me. I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I live in an area who talk about living for God. They don't want to talk about Jesus. Don't want to talk about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. They want to talk about spirit and all of this kind of foolishness. So I have to stand strong, tall, and hard here. So I wanted three different opinions on my knees. I went to the first doctor. I didn't feel that doctor. I went to the second doctor. I have felt that doctor. And I stopped and I prayed before I went to the third one sincerely. I said, God, give me something. Show me something. Let me know if this one is the right one. Well, listen to this. All of the other ones told me I needed total knee replacement when I got to this doctor. And I asked these others the same question. Before I could even ask him the question, he says, your knees look good, but your kneecaps are worn out. I said, well, that's what the other doctors told me as well. He said, well, why take out perfectly good knees when all we need to do is go in and repair the kneecap? I said, because I was told that they couldn't do it. He said, they're right. They cannot do it, but I can do it. I have the new biotic method of just replacing the kneecap. And he's going to do it in the hospital that I chose, and he's going to, because it has a rehabilitation center right next to it, and that's what I wanted with my age. I wanted to be right next to a hospital if I needed to come back for any reason. And thirdly, you all of the others, I had to pay $3,000 deductible. This man accepted all of my VA and TRICARE, and I don't have to pay. I didn't have to pay a penny. For the other ones, I had to pay $200 and $183 just to get their consultation. With this one, I didn't have to pay a penny. Was that God or what? God wanted me to know.
Amen.
And he moved me up to July 14, 2 days after my, this is going, I'm getting new knees for my birthday gift, my birthday month. I'm getting new kneecaps. And he said, then the pain will be gone out of my knees, and I'm going to be able to dance again and wear my heels again if I choose to. Tell the Lord I said thank you. And thank you. Yes, Lord, God is absolutely awesome. Now, in the midst of the tragedy, I'm doing a prayer call right now. Excuse me, y'all. I'm doing a prayer call right now. In the midst of the tragedy, I want you all to hear me when I say this. We've got to understand that even in the midst of the tragedy that our ancestors confronted with, they never left God. My daddy taught me that I had to love those who hated me and who I could not understand it then, you all, but I understand it better now. And that's my little message this morning, that we don't understand everything. There are mysteries about life that we don't understand. But I'm here to tell you, when we sit back with wisdom and connect the dots, God will give us what we need to continue. With that being said, we are getting ready to go right on into our prayer for today. I want you to pray for me as I prepare for surgery. God is working and doing a mighty thing in me, and I thank God for that. And secondly, my praise report is I, with a lot of counsel, developed my own landing page. For you who don't know anything about it, Pastor V, know that is major for me.
And, amen.
I want you all to go out and just type in www.joyanonymous.com and look at what Dr. PK, with the help of God, GoDaddy, and PayPal pulled together. And this was one of my assignments. I did it, and I just thank God for it. And you all go out and look at that, support it, push that button, and do what is necessary to encourage my heart to keep going. With that being said, and my joy retreat is this weekend, so I have enough people coming. I just need more money. And so you all just pray for me for that, and we're ready to go to God in prayer. God, we thank you so very much, God. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for your tool of prayer. We thank you for this TMC family. We thank you that you called us into being before we ever knew how much we would truly need you. We need this prayer call this morning. We need this prayer family. We need the unity of this prayer call this morning, God. And so I thank you for Dr. V and for her consistency, persistency, and faithfulness. God, you are God who rewards faithfulness. We thank you for her strength. I thank you, God, that she allowed me to sit on her shoulders when I couldn't do any better. I thank you, God, that she just uplifted you and looked beyond my faults and looked beyond all of the faults that was around her and said we will continue to pray through. And so this morning we bow our knees and our heads before you and give you honor because you're an omnipresent God. You are an omnipotent God. You're an all-powerful God. And we just thank you today, and we give you the glory. Lord, we pray this morning for our family members in Charleston, South Carolina. We pray, God, for that wife, Sister Pickney. Lord, God, I know that today is a maze and a haze for her, but give her clarity so that she can go forward. Lord, she has accepted the call of you on her life. God, in the name of Jesus, let this be a courage builder for her, a motivator so that she, an inspirator so that she can go forth and complete the work and assignment that you've given her. Bless her two daughters, Lord, and then all of the other 8 victims, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon their families today. God, we thank you that you told us as a people way back when in history, when the proclamation was signed, June 10th is a time when we were to rejoice for the freedom that we received as a people. God, help and connect us today with the joy. Allow our joy bells to ring in the midst of our sorrow. Allow our joy bells to ring, God, as you allowed them to ring way back then. Ring our joy bells again, God, so that we can go forth and be lights in this world of darkness. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. We recognize that you are all-powerful, God, and we are your vessels, and we are here to serve you. Now, we thank you for Ms. Preston. We thank you, God, that you have given her a praise report of healing in Jesus' name, not only healing in her body, but in her nephew's body, in her mother's body. You've done it, God, down through the years for her, and she acknowledged you as a healer. And now, God, we pray for her elite ladies, and we ask, God, that you bless them only as you can bless them in Jesus' name. Now, God, we also pray for Ms. Jackie Henderson, that you will bless her, and that you will continue, God, to lift up those who are hurting in the Lake family because of the death of their loved one. And, God, there are others who are really, really hurting that we don't have the names for today because they have lost loved ones unexpectedly, and those deaths appear to be the most painful. And so we pray for them today. We thank you for her father. We thank you for the praise report that she gave for his healing in Jesus' name. We thank you for her son, Joe. And we decree and declare, God, that this is a young man who will come out with a testimony, that he will come out giving you the praise, that he will say, I want you to know that I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was in prison, but now I'm free. We thank you for the new attorney. He, with new eyes, will see this case in a new manner, which will set Joe free in Jesus' name. Thank you for Rebecca Cummins. We ask, God, that you bless her. Help her to know that when you give us new things, it's things that we have not yet experience. We thank you for the new reloading of Artists International, the new leadership of Artists International, the new ideas, and we thank you for the innovative ideas that you've given us through Dr. Spiller, and we ask God that you help all of us to embrace those ideas so that we can monetize them and live a better life. We thank you and we praise you this morning for Janice. We ask God that you bless her this morning. We ask that you give her peace, God, as she is concerned about her daughter. We ask, God, that you will bless her daughter and that you, God, will help her daughter to get that airplane a ticket. You work that out, God. You're God who can do anything. Let us see your miracle working hand even in the midst of this adversity with this traveling. Traveling mercies, God, is what we are praying for Dana Mitchell this morning. We thank you that you are giving her peace and that she's not getting anxious about this thing. She's where she's supposed to be right now doing what she is supposed to do. We pray this morning, dear God, for the Diaz de Leon family, specifically Elvia. All of their minds and eyes are on her during this season. And we ask, God, that you give them peace as they recognize that, yes, God is in charge of this one. We thank you that she will have an easy pregnancy through these hot months here, especially hot there in Las Vegas, and that you would just give her a cool breeze and that she can relax, God, and that that she will have an easy delivery. Bless them, God, as they continue to love up on us, this U.S. market, and in spite of our flaws, help them to see beyond that and see the need of Artists International here in this country. Bless Dr. Spiller and his family as they undergird and support the Diaz de Leon family with this American market. Protect him, keep him, energize him, crown his head with wisdom and knowledge, and bless his family and his church. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray a special prayer as we all send our love and our prayers to the Reverend Scott Beamer and the Connection as they are preparing for the homegoing of their sister church and their members. We, 9 funerals, Lord, we've got to prepare for. God, bless them who are working this thing in Jesus' name. God, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy is our prayer this morning. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We pray the prayer of unity today. We pray the prayer, God, that you have not gone to sleep. Not you didn't even bat an eye. You knew all of this was coming down. And, God, just give us to relax in you and rest in you and rest in you and have peace in you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we love you today, God. And we recommit ourselves to you. We recommit ourselves to you. We say yes to you again this morning, God. Yes to your will in our lives. Yes to your will in the lives of those we are connected with. Yes, God, we obey right now. Have your way in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, and we ask, God, that you help each of us have a super fantastic day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go out and have and live a super fantastic life. Bye-bye.